Beh, it's only in regard to me. It's only in regard to me, but not regarding Isabel. Not regarding Isabel. In other words, so most Rishonim say, the Rambam, I mean, that's Teisa Shite, and that's the Ramban Shite, that's the Rashbo Shite, even though the Rashbo mentions the other Shite is Rishonim, all right. But most Rishonim say that even Bezalel, who say that Damilde Shalitovlo is Mitamilach Yovish, that's only Gabitume Vitar. The Gabitume Vitar. But the Gabi Bailo, so of course she's a solid Bailo, even for 50 years and 100 years, as long as she's not divorced. If a woman becomes Nidor, and then she doesn't go Tfileh, even though she has reached already menopause, and she doesn't see any dam anymore, but until she's divorced, she's a surely bailo and there is a Nisa chorus. So naturally, if Damilde Shalitovlo, until she's developed, so she's a surely bailo until she goes through it because of the tume that took place before the new flow of blood. But suppose she's illness, Nikabo, and the 14 days expired, now is the 15th day, the 16th day, and she had a rear of dam. And the 16th day, she had a flow of dam. And suppose, and she had the flow of dam, and suppose the 16th day happens to be in the Yemei Zivet. In the Yemei Zivet. So according to most Rishonim, she has to be Tevelis, and she doesn't have to count 7 clean days before she goes Tefillah and she returns her Bible. She can go Tefillah immediately. She can go Tefillah immediately and be returns her Bible. In other words, even though she had a flow of dam, but it's Damteya. It's not so. It's not nothing. It's not she can go Tefillah. Of course she has to go Tefillah. If she's with her husband before she goes Tefillah, so naturally they'll be there is a chorus. Like every Nidor, even after 50 years later, if she didn't go Tefillah, so she's still a Asura Lebailo. But if she goes Tefillah, so then she's Materas Lebailo. And Bezalel only Ligabi Tume Vitara, they say, that since she had a flow of dam before Tefillah, so Mimele it's Mitamen with the Baiselach Yovish. But it's not Seiseya, and she doesn't have to count Zayin Kim, and suppose the 16th day happens to be in Yemei Nidor, she doesn't have to count 7 days, like in Nidor, like in New Nidor, because the whole Aloche, according to most Rishonim, that Yenu Tefillah Tole Rachmone is only vis-a-vis Tume Vitare, Ligabi Tume, not Ligabi Bai. However, the Marami Rutenberg says the Mordechai in Hilchos Nideh mentions that the way the Marami Rutenberg understood the Rif in Hilchos Nideh. So the Rif Shite is that according to Bezalel, who say that Damilde Shalitovlo is Mitamo Lach Veyovesh. Damilde Shalitovlo is Mitamo Lach Veyovesh. So that is, that's not only in regard to Tumvitar. Even regard to Bailo. In other words, suppose she's illness, and the 14 days of Tumas Lida expire. She stopped bleeding. And then or she didn't bleed altogether. Let's say it was Lydia Besht. But she's may of 14 days anyway. And then the 14 days expired, elapsed. And then on the 16th day, which happened to be in the Mezive, she had a flow of dam. So since, even though it was Damteya, but since it happened before Tfile, so then she becomes Asur Lebailo Inu, as Izove, and Itseiseh the whole count, Limafreya, and she has to count Zainikin. And if the 16th day when she has the flow of dam happens to be in Yemenido, so then, she has to count 7 days before she is able to be divorced. Why? Because according to Bisilel, the way the Maram Gutenberg explains the Shite of the Rif, so according to Bisilel, who say Biyene Utfile Tolerach Moneh, so Yimei Teah of 33 days by Yelede Zohar and 66 days by Yelede Snikebo is only minimum. In other words, the Torah declares that there is, in other words, the aloche of the Torah, the Xeros HaKosov, that 7 days by Yeledes Zohar is Tumas Leile, and 14 days by Yeledes Nikeva is Yimei Tume, by Yeledes Nikeva is only minimum, at least for 7 days, and at least for 14 days are Yimei Tume. But until the Yeledes Istiveles, so the Yimei Teah don't commence. In order to install, to initiate the commencement of the Yimei Teah, she must go to Tfile first. In other words, suppose she's Yeledes Zohar, and if immediately after the expiration of the 7 days she goes Tfile, so then the Yimei Teah begin with day day. But suppose she goes Tfile the 10th day, not day day, so then the Yimei Teah begin day day. Suppose she goes Tfile the 21st day, not day day, Yeledes Zohar, so the Yimei Teah begin on the 21st day. So in order that the Yimei Teah should begin, so then she must go Tfile first. Some Mele, and if she doesn't go Tfile, so the Yimei Tumas Leile continue. The Yimei Tumas Leile continue. Some Mele, if she had a flow of dam, before she went Tfile, Some mele, she becomes a Nidenu, and if it's Yimei Zive, it's Eiseya, the count of Zayin Ki, and if it's Yimei Nide, so there's nothing to be Eiseya, but she has to count 7 new days, a new, you see, that's the Shite of the Rif. What? According to the Maram Rutenberg's Pshat. Now, the Rif, okay, it's a little late. You'll find it at the beginning of Hilchas Nidei, the Rif. And then, at the beginning of Hilchas Nidei, the Mordechai, so the Mordechai mentions his Pshat in the Rif, and the Maram Rutenberg's, his Rebbe's Pshat in the Rif. According to his Pshat in the Rif, the Rif doesn't even say that. But according to Maram Rutenberg's Pshat in the Rif, so he said, Joe, look it up. Maybe I shouldn't have gotten off on a tangent to discuss this sugi nivomes, but I wanted to discuss that because of the confusion that exists today. And the confusion exists not only among the reform and conservative circles, you'll be surprised. Among the Orthodox circles, there is just as much confusion. Only the Orthodox people, I mean, they hear Rav Meisher Feinstein Paskin, so they have confidence in Rav Meisher Feinstein. But otherwise, they would all be disposed, I mean, towards the viewpoint of the media. I mean, there is so much confusion because of the ignorance, you know, because of the ignorance of the Jewish masses on one hand, and because of the chutzpah of the so-called Jewish leaders. But one thing, I don't want to be quoted in regard to my question. In respect to Hashem Bogdo Kibonim Zom Leodo, because it's not that I have that opinion, I'm thinking about it in the back of my mind.
You're entertaining it. You're entertaining that thought. It's on the table.
I'll tell you. You'll find the reef. I'm not going over inside. Dabdalad in Lilchas Nide, in the reef on Shvues, you see. Dabdalad, just the last few lines before the Mishneh of Tineke Shalui Igiaz Manu Liris. It's Dabdalad on Dalad. The last few lines. If you hold down the Chazir B'neitea, Yasper Oleo Shiva Nikim. So the Maram Rutenberg explains it because we paskin like B'Silel that B'yomim Mutfilet Tal Rachmoni. B'yomim Mutfilet Tal Rachmoni. So Mele it is Eisea. Limafreya. Even if she had completed the Zayinikin, before, and then in the Yimitea, after the 7 days or the 14 days, so she saw down, so it says in Afreya Midrais. That's, so according to Maram Rutenberg, that's the sheet of the reef. Mashenk in the Mordechai, he says that when the reef says the whole dam, the Chazi of Yimitea, Yasa Shiva Nikim, it's nothing to do with Bisil Salah. But that has to do with Rav Zera Stakone of Nes Yisroel Echmir Ol Atzmon. And so the reef is like the Ramban, that Rav Zera was not only Misakein, that any dam gives her a status of his Obed Dele, whether it's in the Nide or in the Izive. But the Rav Zera was also Misakein, that any dam in whatever period, even if it's Bimeitea, so is Mitame. Is Mitame. So that's the reason as to why he says, we hold down the Chazi Bimeitea Yasla Shemitim. On the score of Reb Zera Stakone, you see, the Maram Rutenberg apparently agreed with the Shit of the Raivet. The Damtea is not Oser Mitzad Reb Zera Stakone. That's only Oser by us. Mitzat HaKones HaGeni, but the Mordechai assumed like the Ramban that Rav Zera Stakone applies even to Damtea also. So that's why the Rif says behold Dam Dechazim Mitea Yasva Lashini. Anyway, but according to the Maram Rutenberg's pshat in the Rif Shite is that according to B'Silel, who say b'yene utfile tal rachmone, so mele it means that yemei tumas leide 7 and 14 is only the minimum of 7 and 14, but the yemei tumas leide continue until tfile. The yemei tumas leide continue until until Tfilin. Until Tfilin. What does it mean, continue? Leilun Moed? So, it's mistaber that it will not continue beyond the limit of the Yemiteya. Let's say by Levi Zohar, when do Yemiteya end? 40 days after the Leil. By Leilus Nekeva, when do Yemiteya end? 80 days as of the Leil. So naturally, even according to the Leil, that until Tfile, so the Yemileide, Yemituas Leide continue, so it will not continue beyond 80 days. Suppose there is a Leide Yabeshte, and I mean, it doesn't make any difference, Leide Yabeshte, not Leide Yabeshte, I mean, so then she didn't go to Tfile, so she still has Tumas Leide until the end of the 80th day. But after the 80th day, so she doesn't have Tumas Leide. But and then she can go to Tfile and she'll be Muteres. But so it cannot continue after the termination of the Yemiteya. But
even Gabi, some of the entire coins basically must be shown that shouldn't continue
beyond. That's right. Even Gabi Tum Vita. So we really did not cover any new ground, but we discussed very important shittes. Now, I said for today, you had to be ready up to the Gemara of Itmar, Ravon Amayin Echot. Now, so you should have been ready. Now, for tomorrow, I would appreciate, not that I'm going to cover the whole Gemara, but in order to discuss the Gemara up to Itmar, you have to know the Gemara after Itmar. Otherwise, you'll not be able to understand the Gemara before Itmar. So you should finish up to the next Mishneh, just without the tasteless, just the Gemara, and you should just look into the tasteless of Shavuot, that from the verb Shavuot Bascha LePascha, because that discusses the Shittas of Hashemim that is contrary to the Shittas of Eve. Shavuot Bascha LePascha. Alright. And the Mordechai. Now the Eve is just before the Mishnah there. The Mordechai is a Vilchas Nide, the Beit HaMedaleh, the second column. So, the sixth line from the top, Kosa Farid, the Zelishene, the whole Dam de Chazien, Tea Yastol of Shibo Yemeniki Ubasahoche Tobla Bibenikve Umishtaya Libairo Atan the Apple Gap to Nipsiko Yemenikea Kibn Yasve Buzayan Kim Visulo Hazesha Atan Shay Vani hoyisi sobo. So what does the Rif say on the surface? Whatever pshat you apply. So he says that if a woman sees dam b'meiteya, she has to sit on it, zayin ki, and after that, she can be tivelis, and she shruyol ibayel. And even though the yemiteya didn't end, so once she counted zayin ikin, so then she is mutaris ibayel. Kibn kidn di yach dann kim bi suloi khazye shai at kam nishe so it's mash va from the washing of the leaf only if she counted zayne ki in the imiteya and she didn't see anymore but suppose she counted zayne ki and then she saw again then she's not interested by it. Not interested by it. But the question is, why not? After all, the ri of yimiteya is nothing. Our pedin, a ri yimiteya should be like bleeding from another eiver, not from the mokia. So, at kalnishe, v'ani o yisi sobo, the riv bo leese oleinu damteya. In other words, the David meant to say Visuloy Chaz Yeshar, but if she sees again Yimeteya, then she has all about it. Why? Because now Bismanazeh Yimeteya also asks. So the question is, is it Bidinidik More? Oh, Mr. Lakonis again. So on that point, there is a machlekes between the Raivet and Bala Nefesh and the Rambam. The Raivet and Bala Nefesh says that Nidine Digmore, even Bismanaze, if a woman sees Dami in Itea, so it's like Dam from another Eva, not from the Mokia. So Mele, she's Mutaras Labayel, she doesn't have to count. And it's only Mr. Rakonis again. Rakonis again. But it's not Medina Digmore. The Ramban says, no. It's an integral part of Takone of Rabzeri. Of Nis Yisroel Echniro Latzma. So he says the Mordechai, V'ani o Yisi Sobo, the Rif, when the Rif says, V'chol dam d'chazim meitei ha-yasko l'chid mikim u'bosahochet tov lo b'nei mikve u'mishtayo l'baylo is because the Rif asas yimeitea, dam yimeitea and the Rif asas and doesn't say it's lakonis againin so that means that the Rif agrees with the sheet of the Ramban that's the pshat in the Mordechai I think so. The Rif Bola Eseya, because whenever the Rif mentions something that is a Chumre, after Chsimis HaTalmud, so he says that there is a Takonis again. Here he doesn't say Takonis again. So it's Mashma, that's the Dinei Digmore. Dinei Digmore, like Rambar. V'ani o Yisi Sobo, the Rif Bola Eseya, Oleinu Tamteya. The Omar Li Aram, Rabbi Meir, this is Aram Rutenberg. The Meilom Li Olo Al Das Orif Leeser Damteya. The Rif never had the intention to ask Damteya. In other words, that the Rif doesn't agree with the Shittes of Ramba. And Damteya is only gaining mass of it. And the Rambam says, in some cases, noagu leeser damteya, and some cases, noagu lohokel damteya. In other words, since it's not medina digmore, it's takonis againin, so certain places, certain Jewish communities accepted the takonis againin, and certain Jewish communities did not accept the takonis againin. So the Rami Meir Merutenberg says, Me'ilom li olo al das o rif les adamtea. El stirli li rif di vieime ut file tole rachmone. Ki de oma perig ne iskusi. Pi holz mancha li toplo a filosof roshivo nikin. Vi shuv roaso sricho larzea ve lispeer zay nikin. U bosa hoche tople. Abo bosa at file have adamtoe. Adamtoe. In other words, you see, if we say the Pshat and the Rif is the way the Mordechai explains it, that Midine Digmore, Mitzalakonas Rabzeire, Dam Toya is mitamei like Dam Nido. So then, mitzat takones chabzire, mitzisholech nual atzmon. So mele, then it will follow the korken deri, even if she counted zayin kiyim. And the Yildes counted zayin kiyim. And she already went tfile. And then after the tfile, she sat down. Even in such a case, she has to start counting zayin kiyim in the Gemara. But if we say, as Mahama Gutenberg says, pshat in the reef, that not that the reef holds that imeitea rizosa, damteya rizosa, medina di gmore. Damteya is not also in the gmore. Mr. Takon is again, so it depends whether we, a certain Jewish community accepted the Takon is again, or they did not accept the Takon is again. So, in any place where there is no minik to ask Adam Teyar, so we put it there. So mele, in the case where the Yildes was already counted Zaynikin, and then she was Tiveles, now, there is no doubt that every Yildes today, Midrabonon, Mitzadakones Rabzeire, has a deen of a Yildes Bizeif. That everybody agrees. Yildes Bizeif, so she has to count Zaynikin. Some mele, the Rif says, if a woman counted Zaynikin, and she didn't go tefillah yet, but if after counting the Zaynikin, she saw down, so it says Elam Afreya the Zaynikin. So it says Elam Afreya the Zaynikin, any Yildes. Even if we know she's not Yildes Bizeif, because of the Takonis Chachomi, that every Nido today and every Yildes today has a deen of a Yildes Bizeif. Of a Yildes Bizeif. Of a Yildes Bizeif. Some mele. And every Nido today has a deen of Yizovek Dele, even if she saw only once. And she knows it's not Yemei Zivek. Some mele every Yildes today, Meishat Takonas Chazal, Takonas Chazal has a din of a Yildes Bizeif. Some mele she has to count Zaynikin. And since we pass from like Bisilel, that Biyeme Utfile Tole Rachmone, so even if the Yildes, who is considered Yildes Bizeif, count the Zaynikin, and then in the Yemit, but she didn't go Utfile yet, and then in the Yemeteya, she saw down before she went Tfile, so it says Alim Afreya. So she has to count Zaynikiyim, she has to count Zaynikiyim again. So that means, according to Maram Gutenberg's Pshat in the Rif, the Aloche of Rabzeire, the Aloche of Rabzeire, I'm sorry, the Aloche of Bisila, the aloha of Bisila, that Biyeni Utfile Tole Rachmone, is not only Ligabe Tum Vitar, but it applies Ligabe Bailu too. And what's the Pshat? The Pshat is that true Dam Teya, Dam that she sees in the Yemei Teya, so is Toya. Is Toya. If it's Toya, it cannot be Seisir if it's Toya. Only dam a ria of dam tome is easier, not a ria that is dam toya. But according to Bisilel, who say biyene utfile tole rachmone, so that means that the yimiteya only commence after tefillah. So he led a zocho after she is tiveles, subsequent to the 7 days of yimitumas lady. So then the Yemiteya begin, and he learns Nikeve, if she's developed after the 14 days, so the Yemiteya begin. But if she doesn't go Tfile, so the Yemitumas Leide continue. Until when? Even for 50 years it will continue, Yemitumas Leide. No. But, so it's Mistaber, it will not continue subsequent to the termination of the Yemitar. Let's say, in other words, they can continue until the completion of the 80th day by 11th Nikeiro. and it can continue until the completion, the expiration of the 40th day by Lerizah. This means Tavah, Shaya. To say it must later will continue if she didn't go to Tfileh for 50 years. It's not Mistava. So it means until the termination of the Yemetar. Of the Yemetar. So this is what he said. V'yomar li yoram di meilom li yor al dasho li vesadam teyar al esfil viri יאינו תפילה תלו רחמונה, כי תמר בירד מהיסקוסים, כי כל זמן שלא יטוב לה, אפילו ספר שמניקים בשבוע הזו, צריך עולה לזה ולהסתר זי ניקים, ובשר אוכל טוב להם, אבל בשר התפילה הווה אדם, אבל בשר התפילה הווה אדם תואר, וכן פוסע קרם ורב יוקוסף, דולוי, דחי אמרינון, בסילה עוד יאינו תפילה תלו רחמונה, Hane milen mit muje lach jovech li gabi tuma gitare but not li gabi isale bailo aso vielo i hado liste vi chin posa da spu tovlo acha she posko vi sopro zain kin vi shuvroaso in lochish lahuri in lochish lahuri lochish lahuri. Right, so here you have the Machlekes Rishayim. Most Rishayim hold that the whole aloche of B'yeme U'tfile Tatal Rachmone is L'gabi Tumei Vitara, L'tamilach V'yobish, not L'gabi Yisal Bailo. But of course, until she goes Tfile, she's Asur Le'bailo, there's an Isakores, even for 50 years, for 100 years, without a limit. But if she sees Dam, then she doesn't become. It's not easier in the case of Yeledes Bizeiv, and she does not become, let's say, a nido inu. So because even without seeing them until she's developed, so she's a nido. There's an isakores, but after she sees them, so even though she doesn't have to count zayinikim inu, and she can be developed and she returns the Bailo, even according to the Sila, but not according to the Shita Sriv. According to the Maharam Rutenberg's Pshat in the Shitas, in the Shita Sriv. Now, then he says, "Kosa b'sipar mitzvahs, zel yishenim, chumre deile echmiru al atzmo, b'ibobar uve'arat Yisroel, u'v'isporam, u'v'eretz amayrob, ki mamleches, I don't know what it is, memory shkuf, she'nei agim yimeiteya l'yiledes, v'chol dam sh'reye b'seich m'leis, b'nsiferes zayinikim b'yacham leis." Somebody told me that there are certain Jews in Israel now who immigrated from certain Svardi countries. Now, most Svardi are Machmir and Damtia. But there are certain Jews, I mean, there are all kinds of Svardi Jews. Iranian Jews have their own minogin, I mean, Moroccan Jews have their minogin, Yemenite Jews have their minogin, all kinds of them. That in Israel, there are certain Sephardic Jews who even now are not machmir for damtia. Of course, that's against the shita of the Ramban. According to the shita of the Ramban, it's in the Gemara. It doesn't depend upon the community. I mean, whether they like it or not, they have to follow it. But you see what he said. Chumri deile chmiro atzim in bobelu be'art Yisroel v'isvora be'eretz ha'mayrot v'mamlechas men reishkuf she'nei adim imitea li'yeledes v'chol dam sh'reye b'seich m'leis sifere zayinikim kmo yacham m'leis avo b'londa v'ashkenaz v'agabeo v'cofaz b'oretz be'elim al damtea k'divei ha'talmud שחומרס רב זיירה אינו בלי שרף על מטייה. In other words, it's like the Raivetz, שיטה, not like the Ramban. כוסף המאמני, בישב. בפרק יודעו את דיסורי ביה, בזל שני, דינקסומים בזמן הזה, כמו שבארנו, ונעדור על היחידוש ולא ימינג, על אותם קסם שאומרנו, שהקסם תאיר או תאיר, וכל שאומרנו, שלפניו, סיפר הזיינקים, חוץ מילים שנמצא בי הקסם, ואם הוא יושיר הקסם, כדי לוחוש לזיבו, לזיבי סיפר הזיינקים, חוץ מילים שנמצא בי הקסם, שדינו ראי קסם כראי דם, וכן כל שאמרנו בילדס, שאמרנו שיתירו, הרי יתירו בזמן הזה. In other words, the Rambam does not agree with the sheet of the Rambam either. In other words, if a woman, a yielder, sees dam in the emetea, she is not a soul. She is not a soul. וכן או איש ששרי הלבן או דם יורק, או איש ישליחו תחדום או שאין עם הדם הרי יתירו, אבל בזמן הזה שלא יחמירו פרש חומרת רב זירה על בדם תמיו. ואין זו דם תמיו. והאם או יומקר או יש אדם שיש ממנו, או שבו האדם מרגליים הנותרו. ולמשחדש בדוב הזה על הספירס שיבו ניקים, וכל ראי דם תומק, כמו שבאנו, ושיהי כל מרי דומים מי. So in other words, the concept of Rav Zeira only implied that if a woman sees dam tome, in the tome, whether it's in a ziva or in a nida, whether once or twice or three times, regardless whether it's in a ziva or in a nida, she has a din of Israel David. That's all. Not the other thing. זה שנמצא במקצס מקניס שמידו יישב שבע יומים בנדוסו ואף על פי שלרוע סדם על ינחות ואחר זין תשע שבע נקיים אין זה מן הכלל על אותו יש and the Ramo also passed on that. In other words, there is a chumre that the Rishani mentioned. In other words, that every year today, so before she starts counting the Zayinikin, she has to count. So first, the early Rishani mentioned four unclean days, and then the Ramo mentions five unclean days. So the four unclean days has a basis in the Aloha. As a basis in the Aloha, it's not just a new Gzera. The basis is maybe she'll be Pilates, Sheikh Bazera, the one day, second day, and the third day, within 72 hours, some melee to be Seisal Yemechot, and in other words, if she was Mishameshes Mitoso, let's say on Sunday, and then, let's say, she saw Dam after the Tashmish on Sunday, and then maybe she stopped seeing Dam, so maybe she should be able to start counting with the Monday day? No. So she cannot start counting with the Monday day. Why? Because maybe on Monday she will be Pilates Sheikh Bazera, so it will be Seisa the Monday day. She cannot start counting with the Tuesday day, because maybe she'll be Pilates Sheikh Bazera not only on Monday. You know, a woman might be Pilates Sheikh Bazera and not be conscious of it, you see. Not be conscious of it. So maybe she'll be Pilates Sheikh Bazera Monday and she'll be Pilates Sheikh Bazera Tuesday. So maybe she couldn't, so it's not to be counted. Monday, Tuesday, so then if she saw Dam on Sunday, so she has to count 4 days. I mean, that's what the only Rishani mentioned, the tour, I mean, the Mechaber, I mean, the Rishani. So, it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Why can't she start counting with the Wednesday day? Why must she start counting the Zaynikin with the Thursday? Because if, let's say, she was Mishameshes Mitoso, let's say, Sunday noontime, and at 1 p.m. she saw Dam. And 1 p.m. she saw Dam. So how can she, so then, she saw Dam. And she was Mishameshes Mitoso at 12 noon, Sunday. So when will the 72 hours end? So Monday noontime will be 24 hours, and Tuesday noontime will be 48 hours, and Wednesday noontime will be 72 hours. Suppose she's Pelezeh Shechva Zera at 11 a.m. Wednesday, and she will not know about it. How can she start counting the Zaynikin with the Wednesday day? So that's why she has to count 4 unclean days first. All right. But then the Rambam mentions an halacha. Maybe she'll be Mishametes Mitoso, Benash Moshes, and she'll think it was the outgoing day. Actually, it was already in the incoming day. So Mimele, she will not make the count properly. So because of that, the Rambam says, no, I will say to count first 5 unclean days, and then 7 days, but the 4, so the 5th day, the 5, that's an extra chumrah. I mean, a chumrah that is not based upon the ending one. It's not just of Xeris, maybe Binash Moshe, this and that. But 4 days, if she was in Shameshes Mitoso, the same day that she saw Dam, so then it's not in the Nedimah doesn't mention it, but it's based upon the Nedimah, according to Menor Hashem, not according to the Shittes Haivet, because the Shittes Haivet is that Apurethe Shech Vazera is Yisera Siyim Echot, is only Gabi Tum Vitare, not Gabi Bayo. And the Shittes of Rabbein Tam is that Apurethe Shech Vazera is Yisera Siyim Echot only when the Baal is Zav. So in other words, we learn now the same halacha that by Zav, Pelet Shech Vazera is Seis HaYim Echot. So here too, Pelet Shech Vazera, so Mele the Shech Vazera might have Tzichtzuchai Zive. So Mele, so our Chumre does not accord with the Shita of Avnetam, and not even with the Shita of the Raivet, because according to the Raivet, and of course according to Avnetam, so this Chumre has no basis whatsoever. But, so these are the Chumras. But then the Mordechai mentions, in Sami Kemis, there is a bigger Chumre, that whenever a woman sees down, first she counts 7 unclean days, not just 4 and 7 clean days, but 7 unclean days. And then she starts counting 7 clean days. So the Mordechai says, that has no basis. In other words, shouldn't follow it. Zeh, shenim tzom b'nixas mkemis, shenido yishev eshiva yomim v'nidduso, v'yafal pishe v'yroas adam v'yachos, ויחה זין תישב שירי נקים, אין זה מין הכלל, אלא תועץ משהר למכך, ואין רואו לפניס לדבר זה כלל, אלא אם רואה עשו ימחות שיפרס זין יומים נקים, ויתיבלס בלילחס. ויחה מטוס, שהוא ליל, שהוא ליל, לאחה זין נדוס, ומתרס לבית, then again, וכן זה שתמצו מקצס מקיימס, ותמצו, now the Rambam Moses is the same thing, ותמצו תשובה סמיצס הגני, שילדת זוכר לא תשמי שם איתו, הסייף ממלי זוכר, והצייף פיילים קייבו. The Rambam mentions that minek, that in certain מקיימס, there is minek, but the Mordechai says that it's not in those mechanisms, they didn't, you know, institute that practice, how das Atzmo, that makes us again in past and then to institute that practice. That he led this, he does not cohabit with her husband until he led his ocho, until the expiration of 40 days as of the lady. And the Eretz Nikela does not cohabit with the husband until the expiration of 80 days, you may tell. So the Rambam says, the Rambam is so angry at this practice, and he says, it's a mitzvah to be eker, that practice. Because it originated from the tzedukah. But the Mordechai says that in certain mechanisms it was instituted by none other than the Gemi. The Chinzeh came to Mitzvah's Mechani, he came to Chuvah's Mitzvah's Mechani, she led a Zohar with the Shamash Amita, a Tzif Mem, a Zohar, for a Tzif Pele in Kede, the Afropi Shalei Rohas, a Dama, a Bessir Zayin, in the Mina Galatoes, the Zloshna Rambam, ומינס ואיס המקימיס, זה שלושן הרמב״ם, ומהצדוקים לא מדוזו בזה, ומצבו לקייפון כדי להיצי מליבון ולהרזיק דברי חכונים שתיס... Not all the Rishenim agree with the Shizam. Now, and the Gaining, even mixes again, you know, you didn't have among the gaining positive who like to conjure up humras that are not based upon Mikra Vidine. You didn't have such positive. Today, we are fortunate to have such positive, you know, to conjure up humras. On one hand, to be material things that are also there, and on the other hand, to conjure up humras that have no basis. And it's because they are not halachically oriented. I once said in Midrashim before Rabbonim, said the Gemara in Chilek says, "My Apikiras, what is an Apikiras?" You see, Apikiras, according to Lashon Gemara, is not what we call Apikiras. In Lashon Leodon, Apikiras is a mean who is keeper bikradas. But in Lashon Gemara, mean is someone who is keeper bikradas. Apikiras is the Gemara says mitvase talmid chochem or mitvase chaver mitnei talmid chochem, and then one mandoma says my apikeres so kegen hani di biyasi. The Gemara says a chaver the certain time of it. So the amre my hani la rabono meilom lo yoscho lo yeno u meilom lo yitir lo neiret. What did the chachom make of it? What do they do for us? Nothing. They don't do anything for the Jewish people. You never find a chochem who will answer a pigeon meat. And you never find a chochem who will be matir eret. So, after all, I mean, to be matir and eret, that's a terrible thing. I mean, matir is so, so many love. I mean, but to answer pigeon meat, I mean, from the point of view of certain people today, on the contrary, I mean, he's very full. He asks us even pigeon meat. But when the Gemara mentions what is an apikeres, so the Gemara emphasizes first le eseres hamuta. There is aloha kishim sheoser le hatiras oser kach oser le kach oser kishim sheoser le hatiras oser kach oser le eseres hamuta. But certain people, they think, no, more and more chumras. Whether it's based upon Allah and not based on Allah, oh, to find a new chumrah, I mean, you can't eat this and you can't eat that, and lettuce you can't eat, and this you can't eat, I mean, so you're more frum. The more chumras you can chew up, the more frum you are. So the fact is that these chumras will promote apikotis. Because if Rabbonim have the keach to discover new Isuri, so the Amratzim will say, why should they have the authority to be matir? All Isuri, I mean, in the mind of the Amhores, is the same thing. That's why the Gemara mentions Maya Pekeres Behanu Beyasye. The Amu Mayhanu Rabban Meilom Lishalanu Lishalanu Yeno Vilishalanu Eri. Now, but among the Rishonim you didn't find such poskim. So when Rishonim said something, it was based upon Allah, even though it's contrary to Shiras Rambam. So they had a different Rambam. So what's the difficulty? There's the Shiras of Rambam, and the Rambam says that this minik that is more so in many mikimis, that the eldest does not cohabit with her husband, Yild Zohar, until the expiration of the 40 days, and Yildiz Nikeva does not cohabit with the husband until the expiration of 80 days, is a very good minik. But in those mikimis where that chumrah is not known, so we are not allowed to ask. But in the places where there is such a minik, so by all means we have to follow. That means that according to the Boshik as it is in Halacha, it's not from kind of asering yeno has vishalom, you see. If it had been that kind of from kind, so then the divorce would agree with the Rambam that it's a mitzvah to be aker such chumras. So the question is, what's the reason for that? As a matter of fact, the Rambam even postulates it. Oh, the other day, I thought yesterday it was here. No? Oh, this is a little difficult for me, you know, unfortunately. It wasn't difficult for me to handle big swearing, even 10 big swearing, with one stroke before the stroke. Now it's difficult. I am discussing that because it has to do with the Gemara of Beyeinu Tfilat HaRachmona. That's why I'm discussing it. It has to do with the Gemara, with the Rif Shiti. If you ever should know, turn to Simen Kuf Sadek Dalet. The Yildes of my palace. Yildes after the Roas of Dam, Meyok Nida. That's Allah, even Lady Abesh. Ben Yodachai, Ben Yodomes. Bafil Neif, Vichamo Hen Yemei Tumaso, Achshob Bizman Azeh, Kola Yildes, Chshubei Shevet Bizeh. Even if we know, even if she kept the record and she knows it's not the amazing thing, but Mitzvah Kones Chacham, Utsuicha is least fair Shiva Niki. Nimt is same here.
Shiva Niki can be
even Yemei. Well, that's Tolim Achlekes Rabbi Abai and Rabbi. The question is whether we pass to like Rabbi, I'll discuss it, or we pass to like Abai. Achshav Bizmanaze, Kol Ayilde is Chshuve is Yilde is Bizeit. וצריך יש לי ספר שיבה ניקי נמצא סיימי אשר ילד זוכו יישב זיין ללידו וזיין ניקי עם לזיבו וילד סניקי בו יישב שבועיים ללידו וזיין ניקי עם לזיבו ימי לידו שאין זיין לזוכו ויודאו ניקי בו אם לרוע סובהם אלים לספיר הזיבוס. In other words, the Mechaba Paschkins like Chobi, there's the Mechleikes that from Zion, between Abai and Rabbi, whether you may lady the Shein Rebbe. So whether Elin Lisira Ziboso or Elin Lisira Ziboso, suppose a woman was in the he was in the Yimei Zive, and she gave birth to a child. She gave birth to a Nikeva, to a girl. So she's Neo, how many days? 14 days. Even if she stopped bleeding the same day, or even if there was no bleeding altogether, even if there was a Lydia Beshti, she's still Neo, 14 days. Suppose, can she count Zainikim within the Yimei? So Rabbi says that it's Elin Lisfira Zibos, Zainikim. Abaye says no. How do we pass? Most Rishonim pass like Rabbi, because there's the klal. Whenever there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rabbi, so the aloch is like Rabbi, except in Yalkigam. And Ramletam says that's one of the Yalkigam. Because Yal, there is a Lamed. The Lamed represents Yimei Leide Shein Reyebe. So there we pass like a bayit that Yimei Leide Shein Reyebe and Dan ain't Eli Nisira Zibas. So the Mechaber doesn't pass like a bayit. He passes like Rabbi. Alright. Vim Sholmu Zayin Kim Bisech Yudal Gin Kibo הרי זה אסור להטליל תסבוב, ואם טוב לו קדם לכן, לא יאולסו לתפילה. ולאחה זיין מזוכו בידל ונקיבו, מותרס לבי לו מיד מאחה שסופרו זיין נקים, ולא יחוזרו בירועס. ולא יחוזרו בירועס. So, now, the מחבר are definitely passions like Rabbi, not like Abaye. How about the Ramo? So there is ambiguity in the Lashon of the Ramo. The Ramo says, "Ulacha zayin lizocho, v'yudalad linkeibo muteres lebailo miyad miyacha shesofro zayin ikim v'leichozro v'roaso v'leichozro v'roaso." So he says, "Miyad, I think, and I have rights that where is the mechaba paskins like Rove?" There are more paskins like Abaye, like Habinatam. Because first, the Loshon, and I have other rayas. I'm not going to discuss the rayas because it's not important, it's not our Indian, I'm just mentioning it. Ulacha zayin lizocho, the yudalad nikevo, muteres libaylo miyad miyacha shesopro zayin kim, v'loichozro biroas. So the Loshon is, ulacha zayin lizocho, the yudalad nikevo. Muteres lebayim miyad miyacha shesofro zaynikim. So it's mashma. I have rayas. It means the sofro has to be realized after the zayin and the yudal. V'lechozros miyu yesh mikemeis sheneyagin shein tevlin teichmem lizocho u'shmeinim mekev. When I arrived in Chicago and people didn't know, I mean, that there is some shaila, how there are more paskins. So I paskined that every yildis has to count Zayin Nikim after the 14 days, let's say yildis, Kibor, after the 7 days, the yildis are hot. And I used to get telephone calls. Well, how do I pask? I don't pask, the chabah paskins, they come. I said, I know the chabah paskins. And then I started to talk to these people. I saw that some of them didn't even know that it's a machlekes between Rav and Abaye. They just knew the psak of Mechaber and they never learned Misachas Nidah in their lives. They didn't know anything. But now, I understand it's different. They know already. I mean, that it's not just Shaita Bapash. Anyway, I'm sure that they are Rabbonim who pass that it can be counted within the 14 days or the 7 days, because they assume that there are more also paskins like Rabbi. But I think that there are more paskins like Abai. The Mechaber certainly paskins like Rabbi, but I think there are more paskins like Abai. Anyway, then the Ramo says, Miyu yesh mikenei שנייגים שאין תבלים תפנם לזוכו ושמיינים לנקב. That's the meaning that the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to be eker. But, he says, but the Tshuves HaRosh, Tshuves HaRivosh says that we can only be matir in a place where it's no aglatia, but not in a place where it's no aglesia. Vein lehatia bimokim shenoago lehachmia. Avo, rivosh. Avo. Avo bimokim shein mineg in lehachmia klal. Rak miyad shaleroa sadan. Achazayin zocha v'yidalgul in kebo. V'sofro zayinikim again. He mentions sofro zayinikim after the yidalgul in kebo. Mashma. I have stronger eyes. V'sofro zayinikim muteres lebayl. Avo in chozro v'roa safil etipes dam kechardo. Tmeo, afo gavim v'reise dam toiru. For Poshat HaMineg B'chol Yisrael Shein Beel Maldam Teher. But the Rambam says, in other words, according to Ksas HaGenim, even if she didn't see any down in the Teher, she is still a soul about it. Then the Rambam says that it's Mitzvah L'Akir. We not looking on to the Rose. Oh, but Ksas HaGenim and the Rivosh say it has a basis. And in a place where there is a minek to be machmir, so then we are not allowed to be matir, a mini imiteah, even if you didn't see that. But the Rambam says things like, Masheinkin, if you did see that, even though the Rambam shiti is, it's not also a medina digmore, but mitzat takonis again in it's also. So maybe if he did see them, so for Noah will be raised Israel less. Now the question is, how can that sheet of mitzvahs again in the Rivosh be explained? There is a Gemara in Shabbos that Yud Gimel Med Aleph and Yud Gimel and the Med Beis Nimshach continues into Yud Gimel and Med Beis Tone de Veilio Maise B'Talmud Echot Sheshona Harbei B'Kora Harbei V'Shimish Talmud Yechachomim Harbei U'Meis B'Chotz Yomot V'Oiso Yishtin Teles Tfilot ומאזר תום בבות הכנסייס ובות המברושס. ואומרו להם, כסיב בתיאו כהו חייך ואירך יומך. באי לי ששונה הרבה, ביקורה הרבה, ושימש תלמידי חכומים הרבה, מפנימה מייס וחוץ יום. זה לקשת. ולא יעודו מרזירו, דובו. פעם אחת, נשרחתי אצלו, תמיד יהיו עושה. ואיסו מסיחו כל איסי מאירו. ואומרתי לו, ביתי בימי ניתוס חומה הוא אצלך, אמרו לי חס ושולם, אפילו באצבע קטנו לנוגע בי, בימי לבנייך, בימי לבנייך מה הוא אצלך? What is mean בימי לבנייך? Mimul Nayach means after she stopped seeing Dam, but she is in the midst of the count of Zainikin. So, Bimil Bunayach, Maeslech, Ochalini, Bishosaini, Biyoshanini, Bikil Boso, will you also Daite Aldovarachia? He didn't do it there at time. But there was Nikia, meaning they slept in the same bed. So, for Maltilo, Boch Hamokin Shohoge, Shoenos upon him Latero, Shayom Rotero, Belisha Bindas to Mosol Isikra. Tony Dilio had the right to say it, not somebody else, Hasvisha. So, the question arises, this town was a big town for him. Shona Harbin, Kora Harbin, she was from Hon Harbin. It was a big girl. So how come when Leo Esther, so Bimini Dos Chomau Yeslich, Omro Li Chas Visholem, Chas Visholem, Afilu Bezaktano Lino Rabbi, Bimini Punech. Oh, so it's a different story altogether, Bimini Punech. Not only Noga Bezaktano, there was Kirov Boso, there was no Bia Amin, and there was no Machshove Chas Visholem, but there was Nigia, there was Kielbosa. So the question is, what kind of a Talmud Chochem was it, a Talmud? What difference does it make? Whether B'mei Libunich, or B'mei Niduzeich, until a woman is developed, so then she's in Nidog Mura. I mean, even 50 years later, even though she had menopause but until Trile, she remains in Ida. So, Monashach's wife, that Amit Chochem, the Talmud, he was Meir Hetali Atzmei Gurim Bineich to have care of Bosa. So why has he sholem Linoga B'meidus? That's a very strange thing. Taisvi says, Loi she yesh, Loi mishum she yesh lechalik B'meidus lelibun. דומה רבה קיבל פריג במאי של יצו, הרי בנידוסו, עד שטובי במים, אלו, לפישיות העליהו שכך הוא ימי זה, וירח וירש את פיר של פריג, כף אופיקה בשמו מחל פרקביסיות בסמילה, היינד מליבונו. So, רשי and רח, so in other words, so Shmuel, when his wife was in Ido, he used to hand over the keys, not the keys or other objects with the left hand. So Rashi and the Rach say, so B'mei Libuno. So again, what difference does it make B'mei Libuno when you do so? Before Tfilah she is in Ide. Ein Ire, Kil Perasht. The Ramatam Perish, for Ramatam, does explain the Shish. So you're dealing with B'mei Lushtei Tfilahs. Achas L'Seif Shibo. L'Riyoso Shiteo Midraise B'hach Tfilah. The achas li safely mili. Now I just want to point out something else in connection with this thesis, which is, you know, people are not aware of it. You will hear it from ignorant people and from poskim who write Torah in journals and paskin shailes for Klal Yisrael that the whole aloche, that a woman has to count Zayinikin regardless in what days she saw the dam, that's only Takonis Rabzeri. It's not true. There is a Takonis Rebbe Besodes that preceded Takonis Rabzeri. But the Chiddush by Rabzeri was that even if a woman sees dam only once, she still has to count Zainikin. That, prior to Takonis Rabzeire, so the din wasn't like that. But usually, when women have the menstrual period, they see dam for at least 3 days in succession. If a woman sees dam 3 days in succession, then from the point on the basis of Takonis Rabina HaKodesh Besodes, of Samachbot and the Gemara in Ide. So, on the basis of Takonas Rebbe Besodeis, So she has to count Zayniki. Because Rebbe Beshodeis was misakin that when a woman sees dam once, whether it's in Yimeinide or in Yimeizive, so she has to count 6 clean days plus the day on which she saw dam. Rebbe was also misakin, if a woman sees dam 2 days in succession, whether it's Yimeinide or Yimeizive, she has to count 5 clean days plus the two days, 2 unclean days. And if a woman sees dam on 3 days in succession, then she has to count, Rebbe was misakin, she has to count Zayin Niki, 7 clean days, regardless whether she is even. Now, so that means, you see, there are some, I'm not going to mention any names, but there are some modern rabbis who are trying to find the heter for the Tachanos L'Gzeira. Why? On the basis? Of course, that's the next step to Kfir and Teresh Bavai. I'm not saying that they are capable, but that's the next step to Kfir and Teresh Bavai. So they found the Roshim that Rav Zeira was not Misakim, Rav Zeira, because Rav Zeira says Nes Yisrael Echmiro Atzmo, Rav Zeira just praised the Jewish women, but he was never Misakim, all kinds of nonsense and things. But these modern rabbis, together with another rabbi who considers himself as a London, they didn't know that as far as the women today are concerned, so it's not just a question of Takonas Chazere. It's a question of being Mivatel Takonas Rebbe Besodes. And that Gemara says in so many words, Hiskin Rebbe Besodes, that if a woman sees 3 days down, 3 days in succession, she has to count 7 clean days. So you see, I mean, this tasteless is based upon that. Otherwise, it would be difficult to understand what Rabbi Natan says. Because if the whole requirement of Zayin Nikin would be based upon the Konas Rav Zeira was already at the end of the Amoraim era, and he, the Gemara mentions many things, Melibuno, as distinguished from Induso by Amoraim and even by Tanoim, you see, long before the days of Rav Zeira. Long before this Rabzeira, the answer is because there is a Takonis Rebbe Besodes vis-a-vis a woman who saw 3 days in succession. And that's the usual thing whenever a woman has a menstrual flow, so she sees for at least 3 days, sometimes 4 days, and sometimes 5 days, and sometimes 6 days, and sometimes even 7 days. More than 7 days, that would be pathological. So, as the Rambam points out. So, but at least 3 days. So the Rambam says that after Takonas Rebbe Besodes, so mele, if a woman, let's say, saw dam 3 times in Yemen to so, so neither I say she didn't have to count Zayinki. But neither Rabbonon, it's a Takonas Rebbe Besodes, she had to count Zayinki. But the practice was, because they had to handle Paris and so on, so they wanted to reduce Tumah to minimal. After all, there's a difference between a Tumah that is Tumah Midraise and Tumah that is Tumah Midrabanan. So the practice was among Jewish women in Eretz Yisrael to make 2 tefillahs. 1 tefillah, let's say, if a woman be made Midrash, after Takonas Rebbe Besodes, if she saw dam 3 days in succession, she had to count, and usually it's like that. So she had to count, and usually when a woman has a flow of dam, it's made midosa. It's not made was according to the Rambam Shite. So today there is a subject. But the Rambam Shite is a difficult Shite. I mean, according to the Rambam Shite, so in order to be the Mitzvuso, only start in the Yudalef Yeim following actual Midus, not potential Midus. Some Mele, the usual is Yimei Nidosa. So after Takonis Hadeh Bishadeh, so they were two tumes. She had to make two counts, a count of 7 days midraisi, and the count of 7 clean days midrabono. So mele, in order to reduce the contamination of taras to a minimum, so they used to make two tefillos. In other words, in those days, every woman went tefillah. I mean, not only Swiss, Pnuis also, because it was relevant. It was Negea Tares. If Pnuia did not go tefillah, she couldn't handle any Tares. Some male, so the universal practice was that all women went tefillah after they had their menstrual flow. So they went tefillah. So the practice was instituted in Eretz Yisrael that women have to go tefillah twice because of taras. One tefillah after she counted 7 days, unclean days, and then so she went tefillah in order that she should not be able to be mitame taras mitarais. Only the rabbonim, so then the rabbonim, they are so kikules and so on. And then, after she finished counting the Zaynikin, so she went tefillah again in order to handle Taras Mamesh. And of course, as far as Merrim are concerned, to be Muteres Libayro. So that's why that Talmid, who was a big Talmud Chochem, so he made a distinction between Yimei Duso and Yimei Libuno. This is what Talmud Tam says. So Yimei Niduso, when she was in the Midraise, he didn't even touch a finger. But Yimei Libuno, after the Tvile, so then Midraise, she was not in Midraise. She was Midraise Lebayo. But Midrabonon, because of the Konos Rebbe Bisodes. So Mimele, he was Meikalatz Meinigi. So that was his English. Now, the Chuvis Revosh, I don't remember what Chuvim Rivosh is, but you look up in Mafteach, you'll see. So the Chuvis Rivosh mentions a Chuvis Rambam, and we don't have it in our Chuvis Rambam. But he mentions a Chuvis Rambam, that the Rambam says that the Pshat in this Gemara is, because the Gemara mentions the whole story, Shayom Roteiro, the whole conversation, Ilio had with her, with the wife of the Talmid, was nenished so severely.
Which Talmid of whom?
The Talmid Chochem, Daf Yud Gimel in Shabbos. So what's the purpose of the whole story? So the Ramban says, now, this is not my explanation. The Ramban says it. That the kavone of the Gemara is that then the Chachomim were misakin, that a pnuye is not allowed to go tefillin. In other words, not only pnuye is not allowed to go tefillin, that a even married woman, if after the tefillin she'll still be asrole by law, she is not allowed to go tefillah. She is not allowed to go tefillah. Because that nichshol happened as a result of the two tefillahs that took place. But the Chachomim had to institute that practice in order to minimize, to reduce the contamination of taras to a minimum. But now we don't have taras anyway, so it's also a medina digmore. for a woman to go tefillah if after the tefillah she'll still be asur lebayl. Asur lebayl. Now, here in Chicago, again, I hear, now I don't mix now, I enough verbal recipes, so I don't mix. But in the last few years, the Poskim instituted the practice, which probably prevailed in certain towns in Hungary 40 years ago. So what? In certain shtetlach in Hungary it prevailed, but in Lithuania it was outlawed, you know. But in Hungary there were certain shtetlach, not in the big towns, not in Prešov, or see if I was wrong, but in certain little towns in Hungary. So the practice was that Erev in Kippur night, so the mikveh is open for tefillah for women, for all women, married women, and single women. Why? In order to be kind of minik of being teivel, you know, before the Kippur. In Lithuanian towns it was forbidden. Why was it forbidden? Because all the rabbonim asat in Lithuanian towns, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, in Lithuania it was forbidden, in Poland it was also forbidden. But in Hungary, in certain towns, that practice existed on the basis of a certain monopoly. So, why did they forbid women to use the mikveh, an unmarried woman? Because of that Ramban. The Ramban says there is a special takone, that the knuye is not allowed to go tefillah in order that it should not invite a mirshu. Not invite a mirshu. As a matter of fact, the Akeide mentions that. The Akeide on the Torah, I think in Parashe Vayeo, he mentions that the rabbonim in all the towns never allowed the knuye to go tefillah. Unfortunately, there are terrible things that take place in New York today, in Brooklyn. Terrible things. Pnuyes, sometimes pnuyes, goat filling. And the mikveh woman knows about it and she doesn't stop her because there are avayonim involving, you know, who want to reduce the iser of avayonus, and then they go to it. I mean, because they don't comply with that command. That's the reason. Anyway, so the Rivosh mentions in the name of the Ramban that that's the pshat in the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara is saying that Talmud Chochem unfortunately was nirshu because of allowing. Here it wasn't a pnuye. It was a married woman, but, and it was Chassid Sholem, not Nichshol, you know, in the Issa Chorus itself, but in the Issa Nigiyeh it was Nichshol. So because of that, the Ramban says, that's the Kavonas HaGmore. The Chachomim, the Chazal, assert a Pnuye or a married woman to go Tfile, if after the Tfile she'll still be Asuro, she'll still be Asuro Lebailo. In order not to provide the possibility of a mikshel to avayonim, to bali yitzhara. Anyway, some mele, I think that one rivosh can be explained with the other rivosh. This tshuva of the Ramban, I don't know of anyone mentioning the tshuva of the Ramban. The rivosh mentions the tshuva of the Ramban. And he says this is pshat in Gemara in Shabbos. But actually, why did some gain institute a practice that an eldest should not cohabit with the husband until the expiration of the imitare? The eldest zohar until the expiration of the 40th day. Yeledes Nikeva until the expiration of the 80th day. Why? What's the reason? The Rambam says it originated from the Stukim, but again, instituted the practice. So So they had a halachic reason for it. Because these Gaonim apparently had the same shita as David. That according to Bisilel, so then, according to Bisilel, that the Gaonim would feel a Tali Rachmoneh. So then, it means that the Yimei Tumas Leide do not end until the Yildes goes to it. In addition, these Gaonim, who are said, In addition, these Gaonim apparently agreed with the Shita of Rabbi Natan that the Aloha is like a Abaye, that Yimileide, Shein Reye Behen, Eine Elis Lisfira Zivasa. So that means that since every Yildes today has a din of Yildes Bizeiv, and Yildes Bizeiv has to count Zainikin, in addition to the Yimei Tumas later, 7 or 14, and since the Aloch is like Abaye, like Habertam Paskins, so maybe that means that the Zainikin have to be counted after the termination of the Yimei later. But according to the Rif Shite in Bisilel, B'yeinu Utvile Tole Rachmoneh, so the Yimitea do not begin, the Yimitumas Leide do not end until Tvile. In other words, when the Torah says that Tumas Leide is 7 days, 14 days, that's a minimum. But it can be more than 7 days, it can be more than 14 days. They continue, the Yimei Leide continue until the Ishis develops. So Mele, every Yildes had to go to Tfilah twice. Every Yildes had to go to Tfilah twice. Once she had to go to Tfilah in order to commence, to start the Yimei Teah, to terminate. The Yimei Tumas Leide, because as long as the Yildes doesn't go to Tfilah, so the Yimei Tumas Leide will continue, even by Yilei Zocho, till the 40th day. So she had to go to Tfilah on the night of the 8th day, or Yilei Zocho had to go to Tfilah on the night of the 14th day, of the 15th day, sorry, on the night of the 15th day, in order to terminate the Yimei Tumas Leide. And then, once she went Tfilah once, so you meet Tumas Leide, and then she was able to start counting Zainikin. And then, on the night of the 22nd day, she was able to go Tfilah again and be Mutar Zabayim. So as long as there was no Yisea for a woman to go Tfilah, even though after the Tfilah she'll still be Asur LeBailah, before this Takonis Chachomim of the Maise B'Talmud Yachot. So then there was no problem. So it wasn't necessary for the husband to refrain from cohabiting with his wife, the Yildes, till after the expiration of the Imiteya, till after the expiration of the 40th day by Yilei Zocho, till after the expiration of the 80th day by Yilei Zocho, because he was able to cohabit on the night of the 22nd day. In other words, she was able to go to Tfilah twice. But as a result, subsequent to this takone, so a Yiledes couldn't go to Tfilah on the 8th day, Yiledes Zohar, or on the 15th day, Yiledes Nkebo. Because of what availability, she'll still be a Asur LeBailah. Because she has to start counting Zayin Nikin. So maybe it was also to go to Tfilah the first time. Go to the faith. So what will be the solution? So that means she'll always be a Asur LeBailah? No. But it cannot continue. The Yimei Tumas Leide cannot continue beyond the 80th day. That's impossible. Some maybe some gaining passant that the husband is not allowed to cohabit with the woman. He's not allowed to cohabit with his wife until after the expiration of the Yimei Teah. because of this takana. Because of this takana. Well, so the Gamor, paskins, in other words, the Gamor on one hand paskins like a bite, but he says, Bimokin shall no agul hachmir, so we are matir, but Bimokin shall no agul hachmir, so we have to be cheshish for that chikis again. All right. Gemara, the less of that one dollar than that. The less will be Shammai, Taver, Alve, Yisroel, Vamal, Talayim, Ishish, the Yezav, the Yisroel, the Tam Bizive, the Yichov, the Tam Bizive. That's the Awakhade Raise. I will go to Alayim, she you kizovim, the Chol Devrayim. She you kizovim, the Chol Devrayim. I'm a lot of Shammai. So, how do Bishamai say the Dami Vereskechovin is Toyele Gamre? Toyele Gamre? But in the Rabbonon, the Amitame? Amolo Bishamai. Hey, Chalev, Litami Lachvi Yoveish, like Dam Nido, Osisho Kisholteo? Might be Mirshu. Litme Lachvi Loy Litme Yoveish, Cholakto Bisholteo? Again, the my bem mich. Yocher reikom im ragleo name, so shouldn't be tame. Ragleo name, kivin de abdino ne keire vi domoe, meida yode, de reikom im ragleo de rabon, ve leve de keire be reikom im ragleo, de litmuye li domoe, litmuye li domoe, the other way around. Gemara says, Reiko Mimiragleo di Shriche Gozro Rabba. Domo de li Shriche li Gozro Rabba. Now let's see the Rashi. Gozro Aleim Sheiki Zadim Lechol Dibreyem. Mishum Shleitini Kisroel Rog Letzli Mishka Zorcho. Asisi Gishalteo. Dichim Dleke Keiros Unisrba Leitrum Rikotchin. Litamelach Vilo Yoveish. Kidgamrito Cholakza Gishalteo.